Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be defense secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says he's accused of alcohol abuse.
Hegseth was also accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2017. He called the encounter consensual, but his attorney says he settled with the woman in order to keep his job. Sources tell ABC News the FBI has completed its background investigation into Hegseth, but never interviewed the woman. It's unclear why.
In his final report, Special Counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated the president-elect's actions in the days after losing the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pac 551 invites you to bring the heat for their chili cook-off. This has a $5 entrance fee and will be hosted at the American Legion, which is 274 North 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls. Questions can be directed to Ms. K at 715-661-1727. Once again, that's happening January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the American Legion in Park Falls. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, you heard it. We'll have it archived later this morning. The Prentice girls at home, they topped Butternut last night 50-38. Meanwhile, the Medford girls, they win. They get a win over New London, 63-43. Other action had Ladysmith topping the Rib Lake girls, 55-47. Athens a winner over the Shawamigan girls down in Athens. Athens wins that one, 56-43. And the Lakeland girls, they defeat Marshfield, 60-49. On the boys' side, Washburn tops the Butternut boys, 76-16. It was Hurley topping Solon Springs, 47-43. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, they topped Lakeland boys, 96-43. You had Mellon beating Bayfield, 70-58. Drummond was a winner over South Shore, 53-44. And Colby, they topped Abbotsford in boys' action last night, 81-58. Home contest tonight. Make your way on down to the Park Falls Gym and cheer on the Screaming Eagles. They got Abbotsford coming to town, 5:45 the JB, 7:15 the Varsity. Team Seal Hockey will be in action tonight, traveling to Barron. The Butternut Boys and Girls Varsity doubleheader as they'll travel to Bayfield for a contest tonight. Middle School Volleyball of Butternut is at Mellon today. Meanwhile, the Lakeland Varsity Wrestling Team will be at Wabino for a multiple team event starting at about 5 o'clock today. The boys' swim team of Lakeland will host Tomahawk, and the boys' hockey team of Lakeland will be on the road taking on Tomahawk. We'll be in Rib Lake, well, we as in Jeff Hakenen. He'll be there as Phillips will travel to Rib Lake tonight for boys' hoops. 7:15 the tap. We got it for you right here, of course, and on the Civic Media app. Let's get you a Title Town report brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
After Sunday's wildcard playoff loss to the Eagles, the Packers spent Monday cleaning out lockers, going through exit interviews, and saying goodbye to teammates. I'm Bill Scott. Tight end Tucker Kraft was asked what he thinks when he looks at this team.
Couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and that's just a crock of shit, man. We should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason.
Of course, Kraft was quite frustrated with one and done in the playoffs.
We need to wake up. Everyone talks about how we're just not okay with just making the playoffs, but we have yet to walk the walk. So going forward, I'm going to embrace everything that I put into this game and then, you know, take on a little bit more of a leadership role. Try to get people on the same wavelength that I'm on.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Looking back, what will stand out about the season is the Packers' 0-6 mark against the Eagles, Lions, and Vikings, and their 1-5 mark in the NFC North this season.
There'll be a lot of stuff we'll look at, trying to figure out what exactly, you know, the kind of the root of our problem is and areas we can get better, but just wasn't good enough against the really good teams in this league. And
that's Jordan Love. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Well, Tuesday mornings, we usually focus in on some coaches' show information, some local coaches here and there. I thought we'd wrap up the Packers season with some cuts and some kind of a feel for the end of the season. Our very own Mike Clemens was there with a microphone in the face of all these guys. And Josh Jacobs talked a little bit after the Packer game on Sunday about the Packers' offense getting out of sync in that contest for the playoff game.
I don't know necessarily got out of sync. I feel like all of those games was in the game. All of those games was right there. So my biggest message this offseason, you know, from the coaches to the players is how do we take that step? We figure out how to take that step, ain't nobody going to better with us in this league. Come play in one of the biggest games of your life against one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL and hold your own. So, you know, obviously we can't make excuses. This game is physical. I mean, people get hurt. Things happen. Obviously, we wish it wouldn't happen, but we got to figure it out, man.
Josh Jacobs, nice bleeps there by Mike Clemens. You figure he'll be back next year, right? John Jacobs was asked also. Mike Clemens asked him what he'll do in the coming weeks.
Yeah, man. First, figure out. Main thing on my mind is figure out, you know, how do we take that step? How do I help the guys take that step? But also, man, you know, we got some guys that, like I said, the locker room is going to be different. We got some guys due for a contract this year. And we don't know what that's going to look like, how that's going to shake up. But I know I'm going to try to get some guys in here. So most definitely that.
I think one thing is for sure, the Packers would have been in trouble without Josh Jacobs this year. He's pretty good. And Jordan Love, he talked a little bit after Sunday's loss on the offensive struggles that they've had in the past month.
Second and 10. Oh. Love zips one. That is intercepted. Zach Bond has it. Bond in Packers territory, and the Eagles take over.
It seemed like the last few weeks, it's been a real grind, a real slog on offense. What's the root cause there?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there. And just wasn't good enough.
All right, that's Mike Clemens being creative on that cut. I should have listened to that one beforehand. But Jaden Reed, the Packer wide receiver, after the game, he had his right arm in a sling.
I mean, I dislocated my shoulder. So I tried to go back in, but, you know, after I realized I physically couldn't, the trainers did a great job of, you know, taking me to go get an x-ray and everything. So, yeah.
The injuries are part of the game, but there were just so many by this team today. It's got to be deflating, obviously.
It's f***ing football. I mean, you feel me? Pretty sure if anybody go out there and try to take a hit, I don't know how many people will last 18, 19 games. So, as bad as that game looked, we was down by 6 in the fourth quarter. So, that's the game of football. That's this league. And, you know, that's why you got to finish all four quarters.
I mean, you manage to have an explosive game and then you find a flag on
the ground. Yeah.
That's kind of something that's bothered you in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. That definitely hurt, you know. That's, you know, we're just beating ourselves at that point.
How would you describe the feeling right now?
Shit, I'm hurt. Seeing all the guys that work as hard as they do, like Josh Jacob, he a f***ing dog. So he always give everything he got, and it just hurt to, you know, see those guys like, you know, J Love, all the older guys, Eldon, old lineman X, all the leaders in our locker room. They work hard, so it just hurt to see that.
Jaden Reed, Packer wide receiver, Mike Clemens with a microphone in the face of these guys after the game on Sunday. Josh Jacobs talked about the matchup that they had against that very physical Eagles team.
You know, it's playoff football. When you're playing against a good team, you got to hit on all cylinders. And that first half, man, we was flat. We was hurting ourselves, a lot of penalties, bad decisions. So, you know, you can't win games like that. So, yeah.
Josh Jacobs talking about the physical defense. And, of course, the Packer season comes to a close. Viking season comes to a close. And now you got the Lions as the only team representing the NFC North. Four games on Sunday, on this weekend. Houston at KC will be the early game on Saturday. Washington at Detroit will be the late game. Will be Saturday night. And then Sunday, the early game will be the LA Rams at Philly. And the late game will be Baltimore at Buffalo. Everything is pointing toward this being a pretty rough weekend of football. I mean, Houston at KC, Washington at Detroit, LA at Philly. All indications are that those will be over by the fourth quarter. Baltimore at Buffalo, Lamar Jackson, this is his time. This is his time. It's a rough road to win the Super Bowl this year, to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, look at Lamar Jackson. He's probably going to win his third MVP. He's got to win at Buffalo. Then he's probably got to win at KC. And then he's probably got to beat a pretty good Detroit team in the Super Bowl or Philadelphia. It's always a rough road, but that's a really rough road to get to the Super Bowl. So we'll do predictions again on Friday. Gray will be in here a little bit later on. He's in a meeting right now, but he's going to provide a little therapy for this Purple fan coming up. You won't want to miss that a little bit later on this hour here on the 98Q Morning Show.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20, and we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10. Tonight, 6 below. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below. 98Q Country.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. and it all started right then and there. Oh, say the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me, and I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that. Something like that.
I'll go ahead and crank this on up. South of the Mason-Dixon, working, spitting, hunting, and fishing. Stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Copenhagen smile, the country must be countrywide. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign calls and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. It ain't where, it's how you live. We weren't raised to take what we were raised to give. The shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep. Cause in God we trust and we believe. Yeah, we see what's wrong and we know what's right. And old Hank has said it all. He said country folks can't survive. In every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. There's a station
Kansas Station, playing cash, Hank Willie and Waylon, and foreign cars and four-wheel drives. It's cowboys, hillbillies, farm towns, big cities, rain don't doubt in my mind. Rain don't doubt in my mind. Country must be country wild.
New country.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
My station.
98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. You smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? You gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. You look like waves on a sunset and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you in the morning. See right here. You look like waves on a sunset and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Tucker Wetmore, new artist called Wind Up Missing You. Hope you are well on this Tuesday. It's cold out there. That wind moving around just enough. And yesterday, the wind was not real, real brisk, but just enough where it just, you feel like you step outside and Mother Nature just gives you one across the cheek and says, get back inside there. It's cold out. So layer up and do what you got to do to get through this today. It is Taco Tuesday today at Phillips Cafe. You know what that means? Yeah, Bill and the folks at Stony Pub for many, many years did the Mexican food, and Bill retired from that. But now he comes into Phillips Cafe, and they do that. They bring that back every Tuesday. If you love the Mexican food, you are going to love it today. It is a Taco Tuesday at your Phillips Cafe right on Highway 13 in Phillips, of course. Hey, you can always text, if you want to text a studio request or just anything, birthdays even, you can always use the Civic Media app. It's a great way to do it very easily. Put the Civic Media app on your phone, and it's free. Then you tap on 98Q text, and you can text, I'd like to hear yada yada or whatever, or Joel, you're wonderful, we love you, all that stuff, through the Civic Media app. And it's absolutely free. And then you can listen to 98Q and our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1, anytime you want. Through the Civic Media app. It's all brought to you by Wheelway, wheelwayautos.com, right there in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin. I'm still, we've got, Gray's in a meeting right now, but there's going to be some therapy coming up before I leave. I need it to get through the day before McKay in the Midday takes in, so stay tuned here. Gray's going to duck in here. We're going to take a delve into the gray area and a little purple therapy for your morning guy. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20, and we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10, tonight 6 below, tomorrow breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 8 below.
98 Q Country. Country.
That little pringing, buzzing, good for nothing phone in your hand. The directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips giving a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between. Swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Let's start with them Lou Casey's, baby, kick 'em to the floor, boy. Them bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need. Dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it tonight. Yeah, girl, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move.
that thing right there, flipping your ear, baby, I swear.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Last night, I got served a little bit too much of that poison, baby. Last night, I did things I'm not proud of, and I got
Underwood. Rumors are that she's going to be performing at Donald Trump's inauguration along with the Village People We'll leave that alone. It's true. You laughing, Gray, but it's true. Gray Gunderson is in here.
I heard the joke this morning. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
The Village People.
I heard Village People and Carrie Underwood. Yeah. Gray Gunderson is in here for a little purple therapy for this admittedly. I'm not a fanatic anymore. I used to be a lot worse, but I'm a football fan.
You were a fanatic yesterday, and now Vikings lost, and you're not a fanatic anymore.
I'm not a fanatic
anymore.
You were
a fanatic yesterday.
give me 9 months or so. But I think that this loss yesterday is actually, I think it's actually bad news for everybody else in the NFC North.
Oh, you think so?
I think it is, because everything indicates that J.J. McCarthy is supposed to be a pretty darn good quarterback, that he looked good in the preseason. And this game last night will put Sam Darnold not in a Viking uniform next year, unless he wants to be a backup. But let me just lay this out here. He's going to the Pro Bowl, right? He's going to the Pro Bowl, and the Chiefs quarterback, the all-time great, they say he's not going to the Pro Bowl. So you have 16 great games. You lay eggs two games against really good teams, and Sam Darnold could write a book right now called How to Lose $50 Million in 8 Days, and it would be a New York Times bestseller, because he just went from the most sought-after quarterback in free agency market to everybody saying, I'll pass.
Well, yeah, he was going to be signed like tomorrow. Think of a QB needy team.
Yeah.
Okay, that team was just thinking about calling Sam Darnold, and no longer will. That's what I was just telling you off mic. Was he went from that $40 million, $30 million option at least to now he's going to be waiting until 3 or 4 games in. He's going to be waiting for the first big quarterback injury, or he's going to wait for a rookie who doesn't like. He's going to be waiting in the wings. He might not be on a team to start the season now.
Somebody might. It only takes two teams to bid. All right, so he still might go somewhere. I'm not putting that beyond the realm of possibility, but I know what a lot of fans are thinking right now is, Joel, he got sacked 9 times last night. Okay, he did get sacked 9 times, and the Rams did put a lot of pressure on Sam Darnold. But if you look at the camera behind Sam Darnold when he drops back to pass, there were outlets, there were ways, what Matthew Stafford did.
Yes.
There were guys there. And Darnold was almost like deer in the headlights, where he did not see the outlet guy when he was getting pressure. And he held just, let me just say, twice my hat took a little sailing across my living room with the phrase, throw the ball. Just either throw it away or something. He stood there and stood there and stood there. And I think most teams, Gray, are going to look at that and say, you know what? There's a decision-making process going on in that brain.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't good when he's under pressure.
Unless you've got an offensive line like the Chiefs or maybe the 49ers at their best, you don't have a line who can hold up long enough for Sam Darnold to make his decision. The time in the NFL that listeners of my show will know, 2.5 seconds is a mark that you'll see fairly often in NFL statistics. 2.5 seconds is the rough average time between the snap and the throw on a passing play. So for that reason, you'll see a lot of things. Like, they judge offensive linemen by, can they hold up for 2.5 seconds against a pass rush? Similarly, they judge pass rushers. Can they beat their blocker within 2.5 seconds? Now, on another leg, you might have heard of Brett Coleman. He's all over NFL media. He's a fan turned into a media guy, because he doesn't work for any of the news organizations, but he knows a lot about football, and he does a lot of really good breakdowns. He's often kind of first to the punch on some stats. And Coleman last night highlighted 24 pressures. Sam Darnold was pressured 24 total times, and only 11 of them happened within 2.5 seconds of the snap. That means on over half of the pressures, it was because Sam Darnold couldn't make the decision fast enough. He had enough time on over half of his pressured snaps.
Yeah.
That's not something that coaches are going to look at and say, wow. But Coleman also pointed something out that I've got to rub this one in a little bit.
Oh, go ahead.
Going an entire NFL season, only losing games to two teams.
Yep.
Still ending up as a wild card.
And not getting a home playoff game. I'll throw that in there.
And not making it to the divisional round might be the peak Minnesota Vikings experience.
Yeah. Just the fact, and I thought about this last night, just the fact, the first one, losing to only two teams,
yep,
and winning 14 games, and you go into the playoffs having to go on the road and playing a guy who just won the Super Bowl 2 years ago and a team that, after their 1-4 start and got healthy, might be, could be, one of the top two teams in the NFC next to Detroit. I mean, it is the ultimate Viking scenario, worst case scenario. When you're 14-3 in the regular season, you should have a first round game at home, and it should be a wild card team like the Redskins or somebody like that coming in that you probably have a better chance to win. That right there is on the Vikings tombstone for like every season with words rearranged in different ways.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Also,
right there.
Uniquely, you guys are weirdly tied into the history of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
So yesterday's loss brought the Vikings back into the number one spot for most postseason losses all time in the NFL, pushing you back one game ahead of the Dallas Cowboys in those losses. Now, the Dallas Cowboys are known for being the only team to lose to a 7 seed in the playoffs.
Oh.
A couple years ago, the 7 seed was added, and only the right now the 7 seeds are like 1-12 after you guys lost last night. Or excuse me, you guys aren't a 7 seed. We were a 7 seed. 7 seeds are like 1-9 since they were added. Only one time has a 7 seed won, and it was when Dallas lost a total stinker a couple of years ago. So there's this weird tie-in until, I don't know, maybe the Cowboys and the Vikings have to succeed together if they're good, because neither of you has had any success since the Super Bowls the Cowboys won off the back of the Herschel Walker trade. Yeah. You guys have both just been doomed since then.
Yeah, and both have been to the playoff. I mean, the thing on the other side of that, if you're going to lose a lot of playoff games, obviously you've been to the playoffs a lot. So both teams have had, and the Vikings more so than the Cowboys recently, they've always been competitive. They've had very few years, like last year, where they weren't there and competitive. They've always kind of been there, and I think that's what hurts Viking fans even more, is that it's like so many. You look at the a number of years that they were in the playoffs, and it's just year after year after year after year after year after year. It's just, and there's always a story behind almost all the good teams. The Brett Favre loss, of course, and the Randy Moss, the Gary Anderson miss in the Super Bowl, and you go back to the four Super Bowls that the Vikings lost back in the 70s and the teams they played. It's a painstaking history, and like I told my friend last night via text, I said, next year, we're looking to go 1-65.
Oh, man.
65th season next year for the Vikings. So
who's that announcer, the radio announcer for the Vikings? What's his name?
Paul Allen.
Paul Allen. I know I remember Paul, but I remember...
Yep, him and I started at the Fan back in 1998. I know Paul. Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's two things that Paul Allen has said that are burned into my brain. And the one of them is, the improvisation of Randy Moss could win an Academy Award, which is what he said when Moss threw that pass backwards over his head for a touchdown back in the day.
Yeah.
The other one is Paul Allen just screaming, no!
Yeah, when they got knocked out of the playoffs.
I believe that was the Santana Moss catch, or who was, I don't remember who
it
made that catch.
It was the Cardinal catch in the back of the end zone to knock him out of the playoffs.
It was just him going, no!
Yeah.
I want to hear Paul Allen celebrate a Super Bowl victory. I want to hear what that sound is, because it's never been released to the world.
He would probably explode, because he's the ultimate homer. You thought the Max McGee and Jim Irwin, or whatever, he thought they were homers.
Oh,
Paul Allen's a homer.
Oh, I went to school in Moorhead, remember? So I would have to go, like, I would listen to 98Q back when I was visiting home on a weekend. So I'd leave home on a Sunday after visiting from Moorhead, and I'd leave the 98Q listening area, and that static was heartbreaking, because I knew my only option was to now switch to a Paul Allen broadcast. And that was 2013, 2012. So what I was listening to was Paul Allen describing Adrian Peterson, and he busts loose, inevitably, every time. And it wasn't when the Vikings were good, but it was when Adrian Peterson was there and Christian Ponder, the best handoff artist of all time. So they would win against us every once in a while, and that would result in a parade in front of my dorm room. People would do laps in front of, around the whole floor, just for the sake of passing my door. Hey, the Vikings won, the Vikings won.
A slight delve into the gray area, or today the purple area. So a quick evaluation going into next year for both the Packers, and we know what the Bears are. The Bears are Caleb Williams has to be better. They're not a bad team. We know what the Lions are, obviously. But the Packers going into next year, for what I understand, there's still some cap space in there for them to improve their team.
Yes.
They obviously have to either get a wide receiver or draft a wide receiver. Has to be the number one thing, right?
Agreed. Right? Agreed. Receiver, edge, cornerback, and probably, well, maybe not in that order, but each of the NFC North teams, I think, is kind of battling something else that each one of the other teams. So Chicago right now in the middle of a head coaching search. Word is they're actually going to be talking to Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, I believe, is the head coaching essence of mediocrity. He will guarantee you go about 500. So if you've had a really bad team, Mike McCarthy probably won't win you a Super Bowl unless you've got a really good team to build around, but he will bring you back from the brink. So maybe the Bears hire Mike McCarthy, but their head coach is going to be what determines their season. For the Lions, the word is continuity. Who do they lose? Between last season and this season, they were able to keep an incredible number of starters and front office
personnel. But that window is going to close.
Yes.
It's going to close.
That window always closes. Sooner or later, your best personnel are going to get sweetheart deals from other teams. Ben Johnson, one of the most interesting head coaching candidates across the league. He said that he may not leave, which is awesome. I love that the Lions have been able to maintain that continuity, but I digress. Bears head coach, Lions continuity, Vikings quarterback. What the heck is going to go on there? Is J.J. McCarthy what he seems to be? Is Daniel Jones going to be your starter? I hope not.
Well, the good news for the Vikings is that they'll have a cheap quarterback next year, because
one way or the other,
Darnold's not going to get. Vikings are not going to give him more than what he did this year if that's the way that they want to go, or McCarthy's under a rookie deal for two more years. So the Vikings have all the money to keep what they have, which is a good defense. They have a very good defense, the Vikings do. So that's bad news for the Central Norris Division, because I think the Vikings are in place to have another really strong year next year, for the regular season anyway, because they're not going to have to pay a quarterback a lot of money.
Yes.
Packers, on the other hand, with that, what's Love got? $40-50 million a year?
Love's at $40-50 million a year,
yeah.
But because of how we've engineered cap space in the wake of Aaron Rodgers' departure, the Packers are looking at having about $50 million in cap space next year, even with their contracts. Now, that's usually a good thing, but what makes it a great thing is that the team does have about 20-ish players who are set to become free agents this offseason, basically very soon here, given that our season has ended. But only one of them is a full-time starter. Only one full-time starter is a free agent this year. So if we lock up extensions on our important starters over the course of the following season, we may be able to approach this draft in a way that we rarely have before, which the way that Gutekunst goes about free agency in the draft is basically go big or go home. We don't draft skill position offensive players in early rounds. Maybe we'll break the mold. Last time we drafted a skill position player in the first round, it was Jordan Love. So we need help in the offensive line. The one starter that we're likely to lose to free agency is center Josh Myers, who thankfully, by the way, managed to not break his leg the other day.
Very
scary injury.
Congrats
to him on nothing but swelling, but he is a pretty rough blocker. He's not that great. He's a first round pick and he hasn't held up. So I'm hoping we draft to replace him. We need a cornerback, a pass rusher, and a receiver. And Halfley's defense might have been our better position group this year. That means, hey, we focus on offense, give Jordan some guys. I said it yesterday. I think if you keep the same Jordan Love, hopefully he improves, but if he doesn't, and you get a receiver who can actually win a man matchup, we look pretty good.
And the problem that next year is, I mean, the NFC North is probably still going to be really good again next year. I mean, the Packers went 1-5 in the division this year and still made the playoffs.
Including a loss to the Bears.
That's absolutely crazy to go 1-5 in your division and not make the playoffs. But everything's set up for these teams to be competitive for several years, including the Vikings, no matter which way they go. The Bears, I mean, I don't think it surprised anybody. The Bears had a lot of close games this year.
Yes, a lot of close games.
They could win 10 games next year, and that would not surprise me at all. I mean, they had the Packers beat in the first game, and they took the Vikings down to the wire. So it hurts to have your season end in the playoffs, especially in the regular season. There's kind of a certain like the water's boiling on the stove in the middle of the season. The water's boiling and you're like, oh, we're gonna make the playoffs, and then all of a sudden your team like fades to like a 20% chance to make the playoffs, 10, and you turn down the heat on the stove and it just starts to simmer down. You get that simmering process, whereas in the playoffs the water is still boiling right up until the point in the mid-third quarter when you realize that the electricity just got shut off.
Yep.
And we got no hot water. Yep. And it's over.
And
it's
over. Boiled away. And it's gone. It's just, yeah, it's just
gone. It boiled over.
Yeah. So that was, I was staring down the barrel of that exact phenomenon in the third quarter of the Packers game. It was 16-10. And I thought, man, one touchdown and an extra point, we got the lead. And everything just went downhill from there. Yeah. Rapidly. In stylistic fashion.
Gray will probably talk a little bit more about the NFL in the afternoon. I already put together, no, Friday we're going to do our picks again, and I think just a quick glance, my opinion about this weekend's NFL playoff games, I think it's going to be a rough weekend of games with the exception of Baltimore-Buffalo. The other three, to me, got blowout written all over them.
Baltimore-Buffalo, I am incredibly excited for. Yeah. Those two teams are the ones that I think are, I mean, you got Baltimore-Buffalo, Kansas City. They are... That's the three-headed monster of the AFC. I cannot wait to see who the last man standing is, and I hope it's not the Chiefs.
I want Lamar to get it for two reasons, because I think he's a great player. Yep. He's handled himself pretty well in that system. And number two, I don't want to see Buffalo or Detroit win a Super Bowl before my purple do. All right.
Fair. Very fair. I want to see a Baltimore Lion. I want a Ravens-Lions Super Bowl. That's my pick for the best one.
It certainly is lining up for the Lions, isn't it?
Oh, man. I can't believe the two seasons in a row they've had. And to start where Dan Campbell started with two losing seasons, that guy is for real.
It's the equivalent of a Jimmy Johnson start way back when they went 1-15 with Troy Aikman, I think it was, the opening opening season, and then came back. It's kind of the equivalent of that so far.
But with no Herschel Walker trade. Like, the whole reason that was possible was because Jimmy Johnson committed highway robbery in the city of Minneapolis. And that didn't happen, but the Detroit Lions have still figured it out.
He still wanted. He can't cross the border. Can't cross it at all. Gray, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joel.
A delve into the gray/purple area. Gray's on this afternoon from 2 until 7 right here in 98Q Country.
Attention, please. The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all. This is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fitting in blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out. Like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I got braids in her hair.
leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth telling Senate members during his confirmation hearing today that he will be a change agent for Donald Trump if he is confirmed. Democrats like ranking member Jack Reed say that concerns them.
The challenge of the Secretary of Defense is to remove partisan politics from the military. You propose to inject it. This would be an insult to the men and women who have sworn to uphold their own apolitical duty to the Constitution.
Republicans like Chairman Roger Wicker admit that the former Fox News host is unconventional. High winds are back in Southern California, but firefighters are making progress over some of the biggest wildfires around Los Angeles. The Eaton Fire, which destroyed much of Altadena, is now 35% contained. New study finds people over the age of 55 have a 4 out of 10 chance of developing dementia. Regular physical activity, controlling blood pressure, and getting your hearing checked can all help prevent it. This is ABC News.
Frigid cold today, with high temperatures trying to tap 10 degrees, but winds still feisty, gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour.